Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. If you're looking for more purpose, more passion, more joy in your life, then you have come to the right place. I am your host, Shirin Eskandani, the founder of Wholehearted Coaching and the Wholehearted Life Coaching Certification. This podcast is in service of your biggest dreams. We'll talk about mindset, manifestation, mindfulness, and we'll also look at the transformative power of life coaching and being a life coach. If you are ready to create your dream life while living your dream life, then let's do it, love. Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. This is where we take a deeper dive into my Mindset Monday post, which you can read on Instagram at Wholehearted Coaching. Or if you want to go even deeper and get my free weekly journal prompts that are inspired by this episode, sign up for my email list by heading to my website, wholehearted-coaching.com. And if you're interested in joining one of my transformational courses, or you're ready to take the leap and become a wholehearted coach yourself, you can head to wholehearted-coaching.com/offerings. And of course, all this information is also in the show notes. Today's episode is a really special one. And I recognize that I say that a lot at the top of these episodes because I think most of these episodes are really special. But if I had to choose one that is the most special, it would be today's episode. So if you are listening live, that means that it is March 18th. Tomorrow, March 19th, is the spring equinox, the first day of spring. And as an Iranian, this is a particularly special day for us because it's not just the beginning of spring, but it's also the beginning of our new year. We call this day Nowruz, which also means new day. In Iran, Nowruz is like Christmas and New Year's all wrapped up into one. It's a time of year where there is a lot of joy and celebration, but also reflection. We really take the time to look back on the year that we experienced and also look forward towards what is coming or what we hope is coming. Nowruz also has a lot of rituals, traditions, and symbols that are connected with it. And one of those symbols is that of the flower. If you go to an Iranian's home around Nowruz, their home will be full of different flowers blossoming and blooming. It will smell intoxicating unless you have allergies, and then it is your worst nightmare. But flowers teach us so much about growth. Yes, they are incredibly beautiful in the spring. However, we also have to recognize that that growth, that beauty is nourished by, is a result of the muck, the mess, the soil. And so the flower is reminding us that so much of the beauty in our lives is because of, is a product of the mess. We have a tradition here at Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast, where every Nowruz, we replay the very first spring equinox episode that I recorded. I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago. So that's what we're doing today. It's a short and sweet episode, and it is chock full of prompts and reflections to try as we enter into this new, vibrant, exciting season. If you've listened to the episode before, I encourage you to listen again because I know that you will have new ahas and new insights come up for you. And if you haven't listened before, then grab a piece of paper, open up your notes app, because there are a lot of opportunities to reflect. And before we dive in, a quick reminder. For the month of March, we are doing a giveaway, a free half-hour one-on-one session with me. All you have to do is give us your feedback about the podcast. What are some of the topics or themes you'd love for us to cover here on the podcast? All you have to do is head to wholehearted-coaching.com/giveaway. You can also find that link in the show notes. All right, love, let's celebrate spring together. Happy Nowruz.
So today's Mindset Monday post means a lot to me because if you are listening live, today is March the 16th. And on March the 19th or 20th, depending on your time zone, we will be marking the spring equinox. Yes, yes, the winter is over, okay? And it is officially spring. Now, I love this time of year, not just because I love the spring, but also as an Iranian, the spring equinox is our new year. So it's like not just our new year, but it's also our Christmas combined. So we celebrate the new year, we get gifts, we like see family, we eat tons of food. It's just a beautiful time of year for me and for a lot of Iranians as well. So let's talk about today's Mindset Monday. So today's Mindset Monday reads, flowers remind us that beauty isn't just about love and light. It's also about the dirt and the mess. Remember, your beauty wasn't created only through your joy. It's also rooted in your mess. I love the metaphor, the image of the flower. And again, with the Iranian New Year, flowers are very symbolic for us, and we have them all around our house during the spring equinox. And a lot of the stuff for my culture when it comes to the spring equinox, we call it Nowruz, which means new day. A lot of it is just like, you know, the Western New Year in January, of kind of setting resolutions, looking to the year that's coming, and kind of seeing what you want to do, how you want to feel in the upcoming year. But we also have this element of looking at the past, seeing the past year, and kind of looking at it and seeing what we can learn from it. And so I want us to take this image of a flower as a metaphor for our own beauty, our magic, our innate usness. The image of the flower really reminds us that, yes, of course, there is a blossom, and the blossom is so beautiful, and it is nurtured by, of course, light from the sun and our love and TLC as we take care of it, or Mother Nature takes care of it. But a blossom is also attached to a stem, which is rooted in soil. It's rooted in the mess. It's rooted in dirt. And it's such an incredible reminder that our beauty comes often from our mess, comes from those moments in our lives that seemed less than optimal, from our so-called mistakes or our failures. You know, this week with my group coaching program, we've been talking about our favorite mistake, right? A mistake that we made, a failure that we had, that at the time seemed so incredibly bad or difficult. Like, what was I thinking? And then now, maybe weeks, years, whatever, later on, we look back on it and think, oh my gosh, thank goodness for that. Now, I'm not saying every failure, every mistake is going to feel like that, although I do believe it's possible. But I know that within all of us, there is that moment where at the time, we were just like, what were you thinking? How did you get yourself into this that created some of the most beautiful things in your life? A personal anecdote. So Wholehearted Coaching is the result of many different things, but a lot of them were some mistakes that I made, mistakes that I'm so incredibly happy about. One of the biggest ones was I was dating this guy for 6 months who I was just head over heels for, you know, but from day one, I just had all these red flags in my mind. My intuition was telling me this person seems great, but I don't know. And I kept not listening to my intuition. I kept stifling it. I kept trying to, you know, mute that noise in my head that was telling me, this isn't right. And finally, you know, 6 months later, I found out that this individual had been lying to me about something pretty big for 6 months. And it was a lesson to me that I had to listen to my intuition. Of course, at the time, it was an incredible heartbreak. And I was like, whatever, F intuition. I didn't even know what that was at the time. But later on, I could look back on it and be like, oh yeah, that was your intuition. That's what it was. And also that breakup is what led to me finding a coach, because I found out that this homeboy had been lying to me for 6 months. And then I decided to stay with him for an extra month. I decided to stay with him because he loved me so much and I didn't think I could ever find someone that could love me like he did. And in that month, I really stopped listening to what I truly wanted. I really realized that I was in such scarcity mindset. I realized that I was settling for good enough. And I realized that I needed a coach, someone to get me out of that. And it was that coaching that transformed my life. And that led me to my second career, coaching. So I'm so gladful for that. Gladful. That's a new word, everyone, gladful. But I'm so glad and grateful for that mess. And I want this time for all of us to be looking at our soil, our dirt, our gunk, our mess, and looking at how those things have created such beauty in our lives. So I have some questions for you to answer to kind of help you reflect, if you want to, about you being a flower in your mess and how you want to prepare for this new year, this Iranian new year. So I want you to ask yourself, thinking of the future, how do I want to bloom and what will help me blossom? Meaning, how do I want to grow and what intentions do I want to set to help nurture this growth, right? Just like a flower, right? Flowers need some very particular things to grow. Some of them need more light, some of them need less water, whatever that is. We have to know what like our instruction manual is. So what is this instruction manual that's going to help me blossom? So the first question is, how do I want to bloom and what will help me blossom? And now, thinking of your past, what forms my soil? And how can I honor this? Meaning, what feelings and experiences have brought me to this point? And how can I learn from, release, or accept these moments? How have these moments helped me grow? How have they contributed to my beauty? We're all blossoms. We're all these beautiful blossoms rooted in soil, in the gunk. But there's so much beauty that comes from that gunk. There's a better word for gunk, but I just can't think of it right now. So love, you are the flower. You are the blossom. You are blooming. You are incredible. But remember, that beauty was the result of so much mess. So until next week, love. I will talk to you then.
Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend, subscribe or follow where you love listening most. And if you haven't yet, leave a review. You can do this on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. Until next week, love.